This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government says over 5,000 already paid from Carry Festa 15 as one political party charges. There's been zero accountability. Minister of Foreign Affairs Kerry Simmons says the long-standing protocols governing conduct across CARICOM should remain. Attorney General Dale Marshall says despite the criticism, much has been done across the parish of St. Joseph. Residents of St. Thomas have their say ahead of the Barbados Labour Party's next major nomination meeting. And the Nation Publishing Company says more needs to be done to raise awareness about diabetes. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The Friends of Democracy are expressing concern that after several weeks, there has been no report given to the Barbadian public on the amount of money spent on Carry Festa 15. Describing the lack of information as unacceptable, its president, Karina Goodrich, told Starcom Network News ahead of the party's political meeting in the Crane St. Philip last night that while the festival was a success, the question remained at what cost.
We have that right to know. So accountability and transparency is necessary because it goes back to the minds of people to be able to know if they can trust the government in which they had, you know, put in place to represent them. So could we trust a government that spends millions and then we don't know how that those millions were spent? And now we're approaching December and we still have no idea. 11 weeks in waiting pretty much to just find out what happened with Carry Festa. They're holding the public purse, I call it, and they're supposed to protect, you know, the taxpayers' money. But yet, though, we are still here waiting. We still have no clue.
Friends of Democracy President Karina Goodrich, however, in a statement to Starcom Network News by Minister in the Ministry of Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, it was revealed that over 5,000 individuals and companies had already been paid, with a smaller number still awaiting payment due to various discrepancies being checked. Prime Minister Mia Motley previously noted that there would be no revelation of total cost until all bills had been settled. The statement highlighted details of those paid so far. 1,185 musicians, 565 youth performers, 350 visual artists, 450 filmmakers and actors, 150 dancers, 108 culinary delegates, 250 fashion designers, 180 literary artists, 130 speakers, 180 fringe festival groups, 706 service providers, 342 food vendors, 109 hotels, 59 transport companies, 450 volunteers, and 130 liaison officers. Amid rising tensions between Venezuela and Trinidad and Tobago, a political spat between Trinidad's junior minister, Anil Roberts, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, is drawing attention across CARICOM. Mr. Roberts recently alleged on social media that the family of Prime Minister Gonzalez had been granted three houses in Trinidad by a previous administration. Prime Minister Gonzalez has denied any wrongdoing and called the disclosure a breach of decency and CARICOM protocols. Barbados's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kerry Simmons, addressed the matter for the first time yesterday while speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday.
As I understand it, there was not the fullest level of transparency in that there was not an admission of the fact that the Prime Minister is married to a citizen of Trinidad and Tobago, which may actually put a slightly different perspective on that which was conveyed in the social media communication. It is not for me to say. Frankly speaking, I think it's something that we should try to avoid. It is not a best practice by any stretch of the imagination. I equally feel a sense of discomfort about this practice of shouting across the water between states, whether it is heads of government or ministers.
Mr. Simmons added that while he has disagreed at times with policies coming out of Port of Spain, he has always raised those concerns through the proper diplomatic channels.
Trinidad and Tobago has very recently introduced, and I think it was a budgetary statement a few weeks ago, new fiscal measures which were implemented by their government, a new excise or excise equivalent duty, which is going to be placed on goods of CARICOM or origin, which are alcoholic beverages. Now, that disturbed me as Minister of Foreign Trade for Barbados, but I didn't get in a fighting match, a shouting match, and go to the press, run hot and sweaty to the media to complain about what Trinidad did. I wrote to my colleague, Minister, and also wrote to the Secretariat of CARICOM to have it placed on the agenda of the trade ministers when we meet.
Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kerry Simmons. After more than two decades of representing the constituency of St. Joseph, Attorney General Dale Marshall says he will continue to advocate for the parish until the election bell is rung. Mr. Marshall, while speaking at the Grantley Adams Memorial Secondary School this weekend during the nomination of his successor, Engineer Ryan Brathwaite, also stressed that despite the criticism of his tenure, much had been done in the parish of St. Joseph.
During however much time I have left, I give you the assurance that I will continue to do what I've been doing for 22 years, advocating relentlessly for your interests, not for me, but for you, and for the benefit of Ren, who is coming to succeed me. You've seen some of the things happening, and I know that you have. And there are a few people who want to go on the calling program every day, Ta, and complain that nothing don't happen in St. Joseph. We can't get this, we can't get that. And I have a feeling that those people don't live in St. Joseph, so they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know where Horse Hill was getting paved. They wouldn't know what we're doing in Airy Hill. They wouldn't know. But you and I know. Whatever work is left to be done, I will do my very best until the election comes.
Attorney General and outgoing MP for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall. Meantime, as the attention shifts to the constituency of St. Thomas, where another long-standing MP, Cynthia Ford, is also bowing out of elective politics, residents there expressed dissatisfaction. Starcom Network News visited the area yesterday. Residents also gave their view on who should replace Ms. Ford ahead of the December 7th nomination to be contested between Senator Gregory Nichols, political scientist William Chandler, and attorney Anderson Yearwood.
The people of St. Thomas need a change. Well, whoever put the hat in the ring and they can't come out good, we don't want them. And that's as simple as it is, guys.
I don't know these three fellas that come in now to replace Cinti, but whoever come in really need to step up because a lot have not been done in St. Thomas for over a lot of years, and whoever come got a lot of work to do to get it back up to where it used to be.
Out of these three people, the only people that we see in Alibu so far with me, and fellas that be here, is Gregory Nichols. The other two names that you know mentioned, I don't have a clue who them is. Just be a person that is a people's person. Come and be around the people. Don't just only come in 4 years, when it's 4 years time to get vote. Come and be around the people and mingle with the young people and see what it is that they could do to help the young people.
But I say on the three candidates, people ask me, I'm not declaring who I will vote for, but I will go to the nomination on the 7th of December and I will make my mind up. But notwithstanding that Gregory was around this constituency for a long time, he deserves a chance. He deserved a chance.
Voices of residents in St. Thomas. The Nation Fanathlon took place yesterday, starting at Nation Publishing Company in Fontibel, with all proceeds going towards diabetes and hypertension support. Group Marketing Executive Danielle Springer told Starcom Network News before the start that the event remains important because non-communicable diseases continue to affect thousands of Barbadians. She said raising public awareness, especially about diabetes, remains a key focus of the organization.
This is something we've seen our grandparents, maybe our parents, maybe our siblings, aunties, uncles all suffer from and have to learn to live with. And the thing about diabetes, in some cases it's preventable. And so we wanted to empower and support the work these charities are doing to educate Barbadians, those that have diabetes, on how they can live well with diabetes, and those that may have diabetes in their families, like me. How do we still, you know, end the cycle of succumbing to diabetes by maybe making lifestyle changes, maybe encouraging awareness? You know, a lot of people don't know that there's a type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So overall, there's a lot of room for education in the community.
Group Marketing Executive at Nation Publishing, Danielle Springer. Recapping the headlines. The government says over 5,000 already paid from CARIFES to 15, as the Friends of Democracy charges there has been no accountability. Minister of Foreign Affairs Kerry Simmons says the long-standing protocols governing conduct across CARICOM should remain. Attorney General Dale Marshall says despite the criticism, much has been done across the parish of St. Joseph as he endorses the nomination of Ryan Brathwaite. And the Nation Publishing Company says more needs to be done to raise awareness about diabetes as the Fanathlon draws a large crowd yesterday. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.